Good evening. I have titled this meditation as God's Vision for the Eucharist. There are three very important mysteries that the Church celebrates on Holy Thursday. The first is the institution of the priesthood of Christ. And the second is the institution of the Holy Mass, the Eucharist. And the third is the mystery of Christian love and service. And we will depict that in the washing of the feet this evening. My homily this evening will be centered on the second mystery, the institution of the Holy Mass. That's the Eucharist. Catholics and non-Catholics all agree that the goal of the spiritual life is union with God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, the very first statement, number one of the CCC states, God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself in a plan of shared goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. In his Son and through him, God invites men and women to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and thus heirs of his blessed life. In number 460, the Catechism also states, the Word became flesh to make us partakers of the divine nature. From all eternity, God's desire is that we become united with him so we can share in his divine life and, most importantly, in his divine nature. In the natural human life, children have the DNA of their parents because they share the same blood, the same gene. God, who through Christ Jesus, our older brother, has adopted us as his sons and daughters, predestined for us to share in his DNA, so we can become, in fact and in essence, his true sons and daughters. As such, he gave us his body and blood in the Eucharist, that by partaking worthily in it, we will receive his DNA and grow in his likeness. That's why God gave us the Eucharist. It is the sublime cause of that union that God has willed from all eternity. Just as it was necessary for Christ to come to earth and accomplish the work of our redemption, so too it was necessary that the work of our participation in God's nature should begin here on earth. Hence, God gave us the Eucharist to be the source and summit of the Christian life. The reason for our participation in the Eucharist is more than it being a spiritual food for the journey. Sometimes that is the height of our understanding of the Eucharist, to be a spiritual food for the journey. But it is most importantly about our regeneration and configuration to the divine nature. We become what we eat. We become what we drink. We become Christ-like, not just in character or personality, dear friends. We become Christ-like in nature. So God is transferring his DNA to us through the Eucharist, because from all eternity, he desires that you and I become his sons and daughters, not metaphorically or symbolically, but in essence. And that is why he gave us the Eucharist, to become his true sons and daughters. It is not in God's plan to wait till we get to heaven before we share in his divine life and nature. From all eternity, God's plan is to give his life and his nature to us here on earth and perfect it when we get to heaven. So, each day or each week we receive the Eucharist, we increase the life of grace in our souls, and we also increase the level of our participation in the divine nature. That's the mystery. This is why St. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, speaks of our transformation into God's likeness from one degree of glory to another because of our participation in the Eucharist. In heaven, we will possess the fullness of Christ's likeness. We will possess the nature of man and the nature of God. That's the mystery, dear friends. St. Paul was very clear about this when he declares in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 49, "And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so also we shall bear the likeness of the heavenly man." We are not ordinary. The prayer that the priest says while mixing the wine and the water, you see, at Mass, the deacon helps us to do that, but the priest or the deacon says a very beautiful prayer. And the old rite has this beautiful translation. It says, "By this mingling of water in wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity." That's what the priest or the deacon says silently. That's the mystery. By the mingling of this water in wine, may you and I come to share in the divinity of Christ, not just in personality or character, in his divinity, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. This is the faith of the church. This is the mystery we celebrate in today's liturgy. This is why the church encourages frequent communion. The main reason the church encourages frequent communion is to facilitate and hasten our divinization process. In John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 56, Jesus says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in him." That's the mystery we celebrate. So sometimes we think that the church wants us to come to Mass on Sundays or every day to keep the Sunday obligation, or maybe to help us get busy with God, or to help us grow in virtue, friends. It is way more than that. It is because the church wants us to partake in the Eucharist so that we can continue to grow and partake in the nature that God wants us to have, in his divine nature. And so this is a revelation that should challenge you and take the good news out there. Coming to Mass is not to fulfill obligation. It's not just to keep ourselves busy with God. But friends, it is the sublime cause of our divinization, what God will perfect in eternity. That's why I love the Mass. That's why Jesus died on the cross. That's the mystery we celebrate today. And I pray that we will have a new commitment each day that we come to Mass. We will hunger to receive Jesus, because we will not just be transformed in character and personality. You and I are gradually being transformed into the divine nature of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.